Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford, and we have Kritzy in the house.
Kritzy's in the house.
Woo-hoo! We got our jam on tonight. Oh, we're just like
we were
dancing.
Having a little bit of a party in here.
Having
just
a little bit of a house party, huh?
We were. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
And knocked the microphones off the desk.
Yeah. It wasn't. I know. Yeah, it wasn't.
We're all sweating in here because we're like dancing. Don't worry about it, Ed. We got everything under control in here. We got Ryan manning the phones for us today and all the controls in there. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, if anything was any better, I think I'd be on vacation.
I know.
That's my line, right?
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I love that he has the music still going. So we loving our new jams here on Wednesday night. So you might have heard us on Saturday mornings, but that was such a long time ago. Oh. We've been doing this since January now. That's old school.
Lifetime ago.
It's like we've been here forever.
Ever and ever.
We have one of our favorites here. That's probably why we're in a silly mood already because we have Matt
Chris. That to you, doesn't
Where's
he?
Jennifer tonight? Like, I thought that she would be here.
Yeah, you know. Well,
children.
You've got the children. She likes to expose people a little bit at a time.
Oh,
too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
You think? Really?
For her, or what do you think? Or she just doesn't like us?
I think she loves me.
I'm pretty sure.
I think she loves
everybody. Look, I have an agenda here for everybody.
Good.
Yeah,
thank
just don't worry. We got everything under control.
You do.
So, again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, and we have Matt Kritz here from the Clean Team. And this is a perfect time of year to have you in here because we're going to talk about dirt and grit and all that. We're going to have Malcolm coming up. So, I don't know if you've been here with us at night yet, have you?
No.
Yeah,
no, I was telling Ryan this is my first time.
Oh, your first nighttime.
Yeah.
Huh?
I know. How do you like it?
The weird thing is, I showed up at 8. Pretty early.
Cindy,
never know with traffic.
Cindy and Sharon are always late, so they'll be rolling in anytime.
I was like super early today. Let's
I think you got here at like 6:14.
I did.
I was thrilled.
Yeah. So one of the fun things that we're doing now, so Melissa, who's on my team, she helps and she puts all this stuff together for
she's
us.
Awesome.
So some of the fun things, we like to do like deeds because it's all about real estate, right?
Yeah.
So today she did one, the inventor of the Toll House cookie. Toll House in owner. So I think that that's sort of interesting. So it was built in 1709. Did you know that? The house?
Mm-mm.
The original Toll House served as a haven for road-weary travelers. Here, the passengers in horse-drawn carriages paid a toll, changed their horses and ate home-cooked meals.
So, put the wine down, would you?
I know. I don't have my wine today. Nope.
Is that the one that's in Whitman?
Yeah.
And then when I knew all that because it was a big article when it burned down.
Yeah, and then they sold the cookies there, right?
Yes. They did sell cookies
there. Yeah, Toll House Cookie.
Wow.
This place sold cookies.
Another reason to love Massachusetts.
But other than cookies, we have that music, and we have a very important person on the phone.
Yes, we do.
He wants to get everybody home safe and sound and on time for maybe some home-cooked cookies, right? Homemade cookies. Malcolm, how's the traffic going?
Oh, you're making my mouth water talking about those cookies. Right now, we're looking at delays coming down the expressway. This report is brought to you by Lead Safe America. It's all tied up down past Andrews Square, again around East Milton, northbound, getting up past the Granite Avenue, and again up through Neponset Circle. On Route 3, you've got delays, some stop and go, just getting off the expressway. 128 will hang up around Route 20, down past Route 9. After that, you're in pretty good shape. Did you know that childhood lead poisoning costs the American taxpayers more than $50 billion a year? Visit LeadSafeAmerica.org to learn more. Traffic on the Nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at TalkRealEstateRadio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back, and we don't want to miss a single second.
No.
And I know everybody's getting home through their traffic. I love listening to Malcolm, and he talks about Andrew Square, because that's, you know, right where I grew up. So Boston Connect Real Estate, we have 48 agents, 3 offices. So if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, we would love to give you a one-on-one consultation. Mm. So you can reach us at the office, 826-8000. We have our South Shore office here. We have a Bridgewater office, and we have our Dorchester office.
We do.
So it's great. So Matt Kritz, we have you with us tonight, and you have a couple gift certificates in front of you.
I do.
So I don't know how you're deciding what you're going to do with those.
Well, I figured at some point we'll tell people to call in.
I thought there was two, like one for me and one for Cindy.
Oh, yeah, he gives me mine after I have my rugs cleaned.
Yeah.
Your first
here, Cindy, this is for you.
Right.
Because you've already had 17 Orientals cleaned.
Right. We put a new wing on the building.
New wing on the building. So that's great. So if you're listening, Matt has a couple of gift cards here. So he'll be, donating those or raffling them off a little bit later.
Yeah.
So
we'll get them right in the mail to you.
Yes.
They're already stamped.
They're already stamped. I just need name and address.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
So call in.
Gone.
Look at
and,
that.
And yours. And let me tell you, they do an amazing amazing job.
Yeah. Well, what are your
I know
main,
firsthand. Do you,
know,
Sharon?
And they deliver because you wouldn't come and pick it up because they were going to start charging you rent for that thing that you wouldn't come and pick
up. Listen, I live like 3 minutes down the road.
Yeah,
I couldn't get there.
That's right. It's not convenient all the time.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why we have you.
Yes.
Right.
That's
so
right. And we offer delivery, too.
Yes.
Why don't we tell the listeners, because people who have, you know, maybe we just have listeners who don't listen generally on Saturday,
right.
So they don't know that we have this tight relationship,
right.
And that's why we're just like a free-for-all tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on tight.
Can you tell them a little bit about you? And I really do feel like you were here one night, but because I feel like Jennifer was here, but maybe not.
It was a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell everybody about you, who you are, what your services are, where you... where your services, where you go to.
You got it. Well, we are the Clean Team. We've been in business for, this is our 34th year, owned and operated by the same family. We basically will clean anything you can get dirty. Not the dog, of course, but carpets, upholstery, tile, grout, granite countertops, wood floors, wash and buff, window treatments, oriental area rugs. We've got our own facility where we wash those. We come to you. We also do upholstery on site. We, like I said, you get it dirty, we can clean it.
Mm-hmm.
We love to make things look beautiful again.
Yeah, and you do a great job.
Speaking of beauty, I mean, look at you two guys.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I haven't slept.
Look at you the
Stop.
Whole night.
Yeah. Stop now.
Spring Market is here.
Stop now.
Yep. Listen, if you could have seen us a few years ago, my goodness. I feel like the president first term. A little tired and weary. So, the services that you do,
yeah.
I know the last time that you were here, one of the times you were here, and you had this baggie and with a pretty blue ribbon on it, and I thought, oh,
we thought
well,
it
now
was banana
chocolate?
Bread or something for us. Or hot
I know.
Do you want to talk to winners?
Oh,
how do we know who our winners are? Have we decided yet? Oh, so we just said to have people started calling? No. Okay. So I don't know how we're going to do that yet, Ryan. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. We do want to talk to winners. Yeah. When they call in. Yes. Now I
work
get it.
Work with us here a bit, Cher, would you? Could you just
first
get with the
day
game?
On the job, Ryan. Yes. When we decide when we're going to have winners, we would love to talk to them.
Yes.
So we thought it was hot chocolate or maybe brownie mix.
Yeah.
When I told my office, I stuck that and I literally dropped it. And it was heavy, and I put it in the back office, and I was like, guess what that is? and people were shocked that how much dirt came out of a rug you had already cleaned.
Yeah. You should see our new one. It's the size of a basketball.
It really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
One rug. I know, it's awesome.
I know it.
It's so, so sad. That's how a dentist feels, a hygienist, when they're like
getting that plaque off.
Yeah, when yeah.
Oh, I'm j- and you're it's like, harder, okay, enough scraping.
Yeah.
But they're I just have this smiling. One little more piece, and yeah. I'm like, no, yeah. we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah,
you do.
I love it.
So tell people, so this time of year and yes. the promo that's been playing all week. So people are going to start opening up their summer cottages mm-hmm. or their second homes, mm-hmm. or maybe they're going to be closing up some of their other properties. Mm-hmm. You know, some I know there are some people who close one property and then they're living in their summer place
right.
all year. What are some of the items that you suggest for people to do when they're just opening up the cottage for the first time?
Well, I mean, obviously, the first thing you want to do is vacuum. So, you know, mm-hmm. you haven't been there for 5 months, but, you know, it's still been, life has been going on. So you want to vacuum everything, get all that settled dust and everything off before you start grinding it into the carpet. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, if you put everything away nice and clean, then it's not going to really need to be cleaned. But if it wasn't put away clean, then the first thing you want to do is give us a call and get something scheduled, because we start to pick up and, you know, things start to get, people start to wait,
mm-hmm.
which is great. Yeah.
And I know we have a caller right now, so I'm not sure, does Barbara have a question or,
oh,
yeah, she does have a question. Okay.
Oh.
So let's take Barbara. Hello, Barbara from
Hi,
Plymouth.
Barbara.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, I have been hearing the cleaning team's advertisements, and I'm thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
I have one clarification. If I have you come in to do my carpets and do my hardwoods, do you do general cleaning as well? Like, can you do the windows? And do you pull my refrigerator out? And my
Barbara, a woman after my own heart here. We're friends.
You
let's have wine
yes,
while he's doing
anything
it.
That you can get dirty.
Right,
you mentioned
right.
that.
Well, I'll tell you this. If we're doing
that's
the tile
fabulous
floor.
Because, you know, I just gone through a whole painting of the interior of the house and had doors replaced and,
wow.
you know, just prepping it, you know, for what might happen. The next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I can't wait until, you know, next week, actually, I'll call to schedule a come sterilize my house.
Yeah. I mean, if you want us to clean underneath that refrigerator, especially if we're doing like the kitchen floor, we'll pull that refrigerator out and get underneath mm-hmm. there. That's where the really gross stuff is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Barbara,
I pull mine out regularly, to be honest with you, and then I take apart the refrigerator and I vacuum the vent out. And
now you're after
my own heart.
Yeah.
You know,
I know,
but I want someone else to do it on top of my, you know, I have an Oreck, a Dyson, you name it, I'm vacuuming, and yeah, okay. I just want to pull the carpets out. It's just horrendous. You can't keep on top of it after the winter.
So let me ask you this, Barbara. In your kitchen, do you have hardwood or do you have tile?
So I have a hardwood tile. So it looks like tile, but it's made of hardwood. So, you know, I'm thinking, oh, that's got to come up too. It needs to be replaced. But maybe it just needs to be refreshed professionally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the nice thing about...
Yeah, and then I have like an, you know, a not a laminate, but a manufactured hardwood in the living and dining room areas. And it's tough as nails. I have had it in there for 10 years. I can use bleach to clean it. But I just think it needs a shine. I think I put too many chemicals on it and I can't get the streaks out of it now.
Well, you know what? Why don't you give our office a call and we will schedule a time for me to come down and look at it all and go over the options with you.
Mm-hmm.
That is great. So, you know, thinking of the spring, you want your windowsills cleaned out. Yeah. I have all brand new windows in, but they just seem to be gathering this awful dust.
Mm-hmm.
So you want that gone. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, the dusting. You dust regularly and
it still piles up. It absolutely
like
does.
Yes.
Yeah, ceiling fans. I mean, they're like your worst enemy in the winter. And how can you get pollen on your ceiling fans? And you're looking and it's like, oh, it's dust. From no, where?
The pollen is brutal.
You know, the house is hermetically sealed.
Yeah, you know what's funny, Barbara, is we have an empty chair here, and I think, like, you know, next time you
yeah,
should just
we
come.
Should, yeah, we're going to have Barbara with us. That's
Barbara,
a
do you
want to
be
idea.
A guest?
She's got a lot of ideas and a lot of energy.
I know.
So, Barbara,
I
we go
with
you
idea,
on that
and
appointment.
It's just, like, trying to keep up with that.
Yeah.
You know, when you take a look at your outside, even, your, you know, what gathers on your decks during the winter.
Yes.
And it blows into your house.
Right, it does.
Like, where did these leaves come from in the corner? I vacuum all the time.
Yes. strange. I think gnomes bring them in at night. But I'll tell you this, Barbara, we don't do general dusting and things like that, but we get all that stuff out of your rugs and off your upholstery and all that. So we'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, so we need to dust first and let it settle into the rugs to have you come
there you
and
go.
Get it back out.
Knock it onto the floor and then it's ours.
And you will love having the clean team there. They are wonderful. I have to tell you, Kritzy, as I like to call him, he reminds me, do you watch any HGTV? He reminds me of Chip Gaines.
I love Chip.
You're going to love Matt.
He has better hair than me, though.
No, he doesn't.
My favorite,
no,
they calm me down. You know,
you watched it today,
it's like,
right?
Oh, it's the perfect thing of building, cleaning, making things new, and yet they still love each other.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, that's
how Jennifer
relationship.
Is, too.
Where is that?
Yeah. Well, that's with Matt and Jennifer Kritz. So, but we'll give you the phone number. What's the best number, Matt, for her to call you?
781-585-4678. Again, that's
okay. Well, I'll go online, and I'm so enjoying hearing the clean team advertising, and I'm like, I've got to call them, and I just need that window.
Perfect. Awesome.
There you go.
Well, thank you. And listen in, Barbara, because we are going to be giving away two gift certificates as well. I don't know what exactly they're for.
$50
each. $50 each.
Hey, it makes a dent in anything I have to do, and trust me when you see this. You know, it's not that bad. I don't want to sound like I'm a slob or anything, but, you know, after the winter, it's like, I don't want to live here anymore. Oh, my God, I can't even breathe.
Then we can sell your house.
Yeah. Right?
There you go.
Well, just sell it. Just sell it with all that
you
stuff.
You don't need
in
the
it.
Clean team. You need Cindy and Sharon.
I'll bring Cindy.
That's
and
what you
Sharon.
Need.
All right, so you guys come and then we'll do another online night and we'll share experience.
There you go.
There we
exactly.
go.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara, for calling.
Thank
you were a
you.
Lot of fun. So
okay, look
continue
forward
to listen.
Having you come in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Barbara from Plymouth, and she brings up some really good and valid points, though. Yeah. I mean, you know, the weather coming in from the outside, and this time of year
sand
especially.
You
know what I bought
floors?
Was, yeah, because the hardwood, when you walk in my side door, we have hardwood floors, and I did just this long runner. It's very inexpensive. Yep. I just got it someplace locally. And
absolutely perfect.
Just so people could walk off the stuff.
Instead of wearing it out,
yeah.
The grit and everything from the sand. But you were going to bring up something, Sharon, when Barbara was on the phone about how he can restore luster in hardwood, weren't you? I think you
that's
were.
That's where I was going because I really need
there.
That at my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the thing is what you said is right. When you're coming into a house, especially this time of year, whether it's from your parking lot at work or from your driveway, you bring in all that grit. And, you know, that's what kills the floor. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you're looking down the hallway and it doesn't shine anymore. The edges look perfect, but the middle's just,
Yeah.
So your only option has always been, well, I have to have these floors sanded. And if it's to the point where it's just starting to lose its luster, it doesn't have to be sanded. We can come in there, wash it, buff it, and put down two coats of finish, and the floor looks perfectly restored.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just absolutely perfect, ready for another seasons, more seasons.
Does that happen with tile too, though? I'm just not so sure because I don't have tile like in my bathrooms I have it, but I mean, you don't really... Like, does that, like, sort of wear?
A lot of them, at the houses that I've been going in lately, when I look at the grout, I don't know why they would do that in a foyer or a mudroom, but it's like it was an off-white, and now it's black.
Yeah. The
can
thing
you
about,
fix that?
You can, yeah. If it's a ceramic tile, then it's not going to wear down or even, I mean, it'll get dirty, but it'll wash off. But the grout is what holds all the soil. I mean, it's basically cement, so it's very porous. So the dirty water that gets generated from either walking on it or cleaning pools into the grout lines, and there you go. So if it's a natural stone, it will get scratched.
Yeah.
And then that type of thing can be fixed, but it has to be honed. But as far as the soiling goes, yeah, I mean, whenever we go out and do a quote, I'll always clean a small area just to show the customer this is exactly what your results will look like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a little elbow grease, and we use, expensive chemicals and really good machinery, but, there's no mistaking that a little elbow grease and a brush to just show them, hey, this is how this is going to look. I mean, did you know that your grout's actually this color?
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, that's interesting, too, because one of my listings that I have, it's new construction, Jefferson Square, and Cindy has done, open houses. Cindy has sold one to one of her buyer clients. And one of the, I was showing it the other day, so we had three units left, and we actually have them under agreement, but... The grout is very white, and one of the women who went in there was very, very nervous about that, and I said, don't worry, because I got a guy.
Atta girl.
I got a guy, and I know he can do it, because he can turn rug that has been bleached out a color. Right. So like you're a magician in my eyes. Yeah. So there are a lot of things that you can do. So yeah. I know, you know, with Barbara asking for dusting and stuff like that, you know, you're not a cleaning person like housekeeping.
Right.
You really do some legitimate things for your floors.
Yeah.
Well, one time that you were on, you showed us pictures actually of someone, you know, tried to clean a stain themselves or something happened and then they took the color out of the rug.
Mm-hmm.
You restored that, right? If I'm not mistaken,
did.
So talk about that.
Well, exactly. You know, a lot of times there's things that people will do and then they feel like I have to live with this. I mean, I bleached out my rug. I can't afford to get a whole new rug.
Put a basket over it.
Exactly. They'll run to Ocean State and buy a throw rug. The thing is that it really can be restored. And, you know, 20 years ago when I learned how to do it, the chemistry was a lot different than it is now. And nowadays it's color fast. I mean, it's 100% that it's not going to bleach back out again.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take these spots that are just little bleach trails, or I have a woman that I'm going to be taking care of here in the next couple of weeks where she had fell and got blood, and so someone cleaned it with bleach, and she has these huge spots that, I mean, in the middle of her room, she'd have to recover the whole room.
And you're absolutely sure, like, her husband is still...
Yeah.
Just one. It was really her that fell and there was blood.
I always look for chalk residue, light that, like, says, wait a minute, that's the outline of a body.
Don't laugh. We went into a house one time and there was a big blood stain. That's another story.
Yeah, yeah. You feel like am I an accessory?
Yeah.
Where'd this blood come from?
Yeah. Don't touch anything. Right. No fingerprints.
Right.
But with that said, with the floor, and I'm just thinking about us, you know, Cindy and I, when we're thinking about selling a home, mm-hmm. and everybody is always asking us, because we're both staging professionals as well, you know, to do the staging and all the pretty stuff. But I always try to tell people, when people come into your home, we're selling your home. Like, I really want you to take down your curtains. I really want you to lift up those area rugs, because people want to see your floors and what they're purchasing, right? Do you mm-hmm. agree, Cindy?
Yeah.
And take down the curtains and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the areas of... you know, a carpet where somebody has like an oriental down, and then we tell them to lift it so we can see the hardwood floors, but then there's that sun tanning that's going on. Nothing you can really do about that though, right?
No, I mean, you know, it can be fixed, but it's not something that we do. It needs to be sanded off.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where the finish is. It's like a tan line.
You know?
You can change bikinis in the middle of the season, but you're going to have that line for the whole summer.
Mm-hmm.
So that is there. And most of the time, people just live with it because they're probably going to put a rug back there too.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you do have your floors redone, that does go away.
That does go away.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you can do about
it.
No,
nothing we can do.
Okay. I wonder, though, if people could stain that sort of area like a little bit darker shade or something.
Yeah.
But maybe that might get a little tricky.
Yeah, I would imagine that there's a way to do it, but... probably would be so cost prohibitive that it's like, let's just start over.
So maybe our suggestion instead would be, why don't you take your oriental rug to the clean team and have that cleaned instead,
exactly.
and then we'll just put it right back
on. Yeah,
there you go. I think that's a wise idea.
Perfect.
I know.
So some of the other things that you do, you know, I know this time of year you're bringing in the dirt and the grit and all that other stuff.
Salt.
But the salt mm-hmm. and all that, and mm-hmm. it's scratching and everything. Mm-hmm. But I also know the season that's coming upon us soon will be the pollen
mm-hmm.
and all of that
mm-hmm.
and getting that out of everything.
Yeah.
So how do you handle that process? Like, you're not just doing a regular carpet cleaning, right?
Right. I mean, well, the first thing is we have a 12-step process, and the first process is always vacuuming. So you need to vacuum up all that dry soil before you do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we use... not just vacuums, but also vacuum bags that are approved by the American Lung Association, which will trap all those contaminants and down to, I think it's like 0.03 microns or whatever. On top of that, the air that's expelled goes through a HEPA filter. So we're basically not just moving it around. We're trying to get it all out of there.
Mm-hmm.
We do that first, and then we, you know, use I hate to say chemical, but that's what it is. But it's detergents to knock everything down. You know, if someone's got allergens with mold or mm-hmm. things that come in the air. And then we extract everything out, you know, so that when we're done, it's just left damp and
mm-hmm.
there's no chemicals left and hopefully no things that are going to cause them issues. Pollen. This year, I've been hearing it's going to be really bad because we had so dry last year, so much rain this year, there's going to be a lot more mold and stuff in the air because of all the leaves and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's always bad. Mm-hmm. I don't care what they say.
Yeah.
It's always bad. Every year it seems to be worse.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah. My house is green. We have the pine trees out in the backyard.
It's bad.
And it's literally green in my house. But we put AC in last year, and we never opened the window again.
Keep them shut.
We just kept them shut through the whole process.
You'll keep a lot of stuff out of your house just by leaving them shut.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like more and more we're hearing about people having allergies that I just don't remember hearing when we were younger.
Yeah, no.
You know, like even just the, you know, one of the units I just sold at Jefferson Square, they opted not to do carpet in the bedrooms because their daughter has such bad allergies that they don't even want to go through that process anymore.
So funny you would bring that up, because we actually have a threefold pamphlet that if anyone's listening and they have that problem right now where they're thinking that they want to tear up all their rugs, give the office a call and we'll send you the information. The carpet actually will hold more and keep the stuff out of the air than a hardwood floor will. Even though we can clean them both.
Really?
Yeah, what happens is it traps it in. So now it doesn't get disturbed every time you walk around.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. What happens if you just have hardwood floors is every time you walk by, it kicks it up.
Yeah,
so,
right, you're right.
You know, and the thing is, it makes sense. I'm going to rip all the rugs out. I mean, to me, that makes sense. But it's really actually worse. And, you know, we have actual literature that shows that and why, and talks about why that is. But we have, you know, anti-allergen cleaning that we can do. If people really have allergies, we can give them the information. They can check with their allergist, and they can look, and they can say, you know, is this going to work for me? Because I know I have my godson. He's terribly allergic. And, you know, when I see that little guy suffering, it's like anything that I could do as a parent, I would do. And the worst thing is to have someone come in there and tell you that they're going to do all this stuff and then you don't get the results. And the nice thing is we really do have good results with the products that we use, and they're all plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not some weird hooey chemical.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things I do like about your company as well, is that you are very environmentally friendly and you're very conscious about, you know, what you are putting in people's homes.
Sure.
Because when you are cleaning carpets, do people really think about, okay, the cat, the dog are going to be walking across these, the kids are going to be crawling
the grandkids,
around them, you know, everybody's going to be in there. So I think using chemicals that, you know, are safe for the environment is really important. Can you talk about, we have to go to your commercial, but the three-step process, so that you, what do? You do something on the carpet, is that what you're saying? So let's just say I've been in my house, the carpet is, you know, in all the bedrooms upstairs, and, you know, the carpet's been down for 5 years. Like, how do you, because doesn't the stuff, like, sort of settle in the bottom? So that's what I'm always worried about. Like, how are you getting the stuff out from under it?
Yeah. I mean, if there's dry soil that's made its way through the rug and into the backing, then that's going to be trapped there.
That's stuck there, yeah.
Yeah. But the biggest thing is you want to vacuum as often as you can. I mean, if you have a really busy home with pets and things, you should try and vacuum your traffic lanes every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you have to move all the furniture every day and vacuum.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you have anything else to do, right? But it's vacuuming that dry soil, getting it up as often as you can. That's the best thing you can do to keep a rug looking good, is vacuum, vacuum, vacuum. When you have it cleaned, you want to reapply protector, because that's what the mills put on it.
Yeah.
That helps remove the dry soil going forward, so that, you know, you can put new carpet in now and enjoy it. And then when you go to sell your house with you two beautiful people, it looks good.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember before, remember the that stuff that people used to throw on the carpet, like the carpet fresh, not good?
No.
Is that what Febreze is?
Yeah.
I've never used that.
Febreze is more of a...
an aerosol. Yeah.
What's that for? What is it for? To odor? For odor?
Yeah, it's for
I don't
odor.
Know.
People...
Is that... What does that do? Anything?
Yeah, I mean, what
it gives
it does,
my dog a rash, but I still put it on her bed.
Yeah, I mean, if you're putting it on the dog's bed, that's fine, because you can always throw that in the wash. But you don't want to put it on your carpets, because what it does is it attracts soil. And then think of it this way: you're not eliminating the odor; you're just trying to cover it up. So now you've got the smell and the smell of this Febreze, and they come together, and it's like, ugh.
Not a great
the
marriage.
The two odors together it's like lighting a candle that smells like, you know, jasmine when you're cooking spaghetti, and the two flavors just...
Well, you know, I used to sell candles in another life, and, you know, the candlesticks that go on a dining room table should never be scented, because you don't want it to interfere with the flavor of your food.
That's exactly right.
Just in case you wanted to know. See, if I don't sell real estate anymore, I could always go back to selling candles.
Absolutely.
You did that really well. The whole hand and everything.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes. And do you know how long you should burn a candle for? It is the diameter of the top of the candle. If it's a 2-inch candle, 2 hours, so you don't get any candling or channeling or something. Rye, we have to take a break, right? But talking about candles, if you are selling your house, don't burn candles either, because every time I went into a house the other day, and lo and behold, the candle is going, and it smells like lavender, and it smells like some type of spray, and I feel like I'm in I'm just going to be very blunt here, if I may. Like, you went into the bathroom after somebody and they sprayed, and that's what it smelled like in there. And I was like, and I smell cigarettes. Yeah. So, like, it's not good.
It's not going to mask that.
They
ever.
Don't.
Nothing
they
will
don't
mask really. That.
No, no, absolutely. All right, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue on our conversation with the Clean Team and Kritzy here, otherwise known as Matt Kritz. If Jennifer is listening, hello, we miss you tonight. And you want to give away your gift cards when we come back? Should we have, like, a contest of some sort?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think we should.
All right, well, we'll think of something while we're at the break.
There you go.
All right, thanks.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the Clean Team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the Clean Team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The Clean Team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the Clean Team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the Clean Team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Hi, this is Alyssa Reed with McNamara Financial. My 3-year-old asked me if she could have a mermaid with purple sparkly hair. I said, sure, when you save up $18 and you can start by helping me put away the laundry. She was initially frustrated but was excited to have a clear path to her goal and a few shiny quarters. The parallels I can draw between her and a pre-retiree working towards a retirement goal are uncanny. Give me a call so that I can help you outline your path to financial success. 781-834-2010.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back.
Oh, we are.
We're just listening here and we're dancing and singing. Yep. And you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. We have 3 offices now, 48 agents, all kinds of staff members over there. We have our mentoring team and our leadership program over there with Sue Bollinger, Laurie, Cindy. They do a great job training our agents. And I recently got from another broker owner locally, a couple actually, I had to go to, I'm on our grievance committee, which is, so for our local board, and I was talking to a couple other brokers, and they say, you know, every time we have any type of dealings with your office, it's always very pleasant and the most professional agents. So that is just kudos to all of our agents at Boston Connect. They are wonderful, wonderful, and it's our family.
Don't you love that? I love hearing that.
I do,
you
know, too.
When I hear things about my staff, and it's that warms you so much, because really at the end of the day, that's what's important.
Yes, because it makes you very proud, one, because you know that they take it as seriously as you do. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we all have the same integrity and the same level of professionalism, which is, it goes a long way.
Yeah.
But it also helps me sleep at night,
right.
You know, because we're never going to have to use our E&O insurance, you know,
right.
So it just makes me feel really good. So if you're thinking about buying or selling your home and you would like a one-on-one consultation, feel free to call myself and Cindy at Boston Connect Real Estate, our office. Again, we have one here in Pembroke, and we're touching Marshfield and Hanover, and we're close to Duxbury and Kingston and all those towns. Feel free to call us at the office, 781-826-8000. And we also have a Bridgewater office and a Dorchester office. So if anyone calls for Dorchester, it's me. I go there. Okay.
Oh, you got it. Can I just tag along?
Yes, you can come along. Of course, we're a duo. So we were going to do a contest for the clean team. So the first one we're going to do is a $50. They're both $50 gift cards. So we're just thinking, Rye, what do you think? Should we just do a number and make it easy for people to call in? All right, so we'll say caller's number. You go ahead.
603.
All right, 9, 6 + 0 + 3.
How about the fifth caller?
Okay, fifth caller for one of them. All right. Yeah. How old are your kids?
My kids are 10 and 13.
10 and 13? Well, I don't know if we'll get that many, but.
Yeah, I know. Who knows?
All right, we'll do caller number 5 and caller number. Want to do 5 first? Okay, 5 and 7. We'll do that. And maybe you'll have a little talk with us when you call in and just tell us if you're enjoying our show. That's the other thing, too, is the name of our show is Talk Real Estate. If you have any suggestions for us for shows that you would like to hear or topics you would like us to touch upon, please feel free to call us. You can call Ryan right now and just let him know. We can write them down. If you want to chat with us, feel free to let us know, or just call us at the office or send us an email. That would be great. BostonConnect.com is how you can find us.
My goodness, honey.
I know.
I'm exhausted.
So let's talk about some of the other things. Oh, we were talking about the Febreze, okay. Mm-hmm. The tile and grout. Can you talk about the showers and the whole process of what you do there?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to cleaning tile and grout, showers are always the most fun, sarcastic fun.
Yeah.
The thing about showers is that, you know, they're wet constantly. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're using it every day, which we hope everybody is because it's good hygiene, it gets wet every day. So if you have mildew and things like that, it can get into the caulking, which is different than grout. Caulking is something that can be taken out and replaced. That doesn't clean out. That just needs to be replaced. But again, if it's just soap scum and things like that, you know, we can take care of that for you. It's not as glamorous scrubbing a shower as it used to be. So that's why it's good to hire a professional. Let us do it. But we have, again, if it's marble, if it's terrazzo, if it's porcelain tile, you want to make sure that it's being cleaned properly. And
I think that's really important, Matt, because I will let you know that I have a countertop in my bathroom. It's just a small vanity, and something landed on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like someone put something down on it. I don't know, like a cleaning something. Mm-hmm. And now there's like a big
ring
on there. So it's like never going away.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that is important to know. And the other day I did notice the cleaning woman who came to my house, I noticed like my granite doesn't look right to me suddenly. Mm. So so that was our first winner. Okay, so we have Barbara from Plymouth was our first winner, so that worked out great because, she is one of our listeners. And she called in earlier, too, so that's great. Congratulations, Barbara. We're glad that was you because she participated.
Yes.
She's
had a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
She also brought up a question. Should we talk about that, too? Do you want to talk about what she had called in and asked Ryan to ask you?
Yeah, she was asking about the type of trucks that we have. And we run 4 vans. They've all got, mounted equipment for carpet and upholstery cleaning, but we've got our newest van. It's like the jewel of the fleet, I like to call it. But that's the truck we use for doing tile and also carpet and upholstery. But it's a very sizable investment to buy one of these vehicles, and it comes in there. It's a state of the art. Basically, it's got the right temperature, the right extraction power, and it carries just enough stuff that you can get your job done perfectly and do it in the right amount of time and not stink up someone's house. We bring our own water. We take all the dirty water with us. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily have to tap into someone's water supply.
How many gallons do you carry?
3 of my trucks will hold 120, and then the other one will hold 100. And you can clean all day without using that much water. Yeah, you really can. I mean, unless you do like just a ton of like tile where you use more water than carpet. But yeah, I mean, again, the the point is to not oversaturate it. You're just using the right amount. So you put it in there and you extract it out. Mm-hmm. And the exchange of that, the soil will cling to the products that we use, and the extraction power pulls everything out.
Yeah.
So that, you know, when we put the water in, it's clean. And when we dump it out, it's very, very dirty.
Oh, so do you love that dirty water?
I do. Right? I do. You guys have noticed for 20 minutes I've been playing with this piece of dirt here on the
table.
Yeah,
I know. And I've been wondering, like, you're obsessed with dirt. And I just don't know. It looks like a crumb to somebody's, like, candy bar.
Yeah, well, I tasted it. It's not a candy bar. So it kind of makes you wonder what it is. But, you know, very same consistency.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, you love the dirty everything. But you didn't even get my joke. Love that dirty water.
I mean,
seriously. Boston, and I thought Ryan was going to push a button and magically we were going to love that dirty water. No?
Yeah. Nothing.
He's usually fast like that. But So what do you do with the dirty water afterwards? I mean, repurpose it?
Good question, Sharon.
Well, thank you. I try to come up with them occasionally.
We actually dump that water at the Kingston Water Treatment Facility, and we pay to dispose of the water because that's the right thing to do. We don't dump it in someone's driveway. We don't dump it in our yard. We dump it.
Go down to the local cranberry bog.
Right. Even though nothing we use would hurt them.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look good to see some truck pull up and all this water comes out.
Yeah.
But we actually have our water tested when we dump it, and they, we tell them this is what we're using. There's no chemicals. They test it. They make sure it's fine. And we pay per gallon to dump that dirty water.
Wow.
But it's just the right thing to do.
There's our song. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Uh-oh. Yep. There goes Sharon again.
I think that we have another idea for, like, a commercial for you.
Yes. Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah, right?
You're going to have to keep that. Yeah.
Crazy.
Listen. Yeah. Anyway, have these great ideas.
You do. Yeah. Entrepreneurial mind.
Or ADD.
Squirrel.
I know, right? Something new and shiny.
Is that why you have me facing the window?
Yeah.
Because it's too much for you?
Oh.
I can't look out a window.
Yeah, she
can't.
I love it.
I just got to relax in here. So I think that was a great question, actually, that Barbara had asked about, because I never really thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
But to do, you know, how many gallons do you think to do, like, your standard shower that you're doing? Not many, though. Because, I mean, do you have to go back and fill up? Like, where are you filling up your water?
We fill it up at the shop.
Oh, okay. So it's just coming. So you must have a very expensive water bill. Or do you have a well?
Up there. No, we're on town water. Yeah, we pay for all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't take shortcuts. We really don't. I mean, we've been in business for a long time, and it's by the reputation that we have and the education of our people,
mm-hmm.
the experience, and just our systems are all in place. So we do everything the same way each day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our guarantee.
Yeah.
You know, with the guarantee, we say we're not perfect, but if the results aren't what you were expecting, or if something goes wrong, we'll rush right back and we'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, I love when people call and say, this was okay, but there's something that came back, because it gives us a chance to go back and make it perfect. And when someone cares enough to call, we take it as an opportunity to make a person happy.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. One of the things I love about you and your company is, again, the level of integrity. Mm-hmm. And we've said over and over, especially when we had our Saturday show, anyone who's sitting across the table from myself and Cindy is somebody that we respect, somebody that we would use in our own home, mm-hmm. and somebody I would send to my mom, my dad, my grandma's, somebody else's house. And recently I think it was one time last year, I had an older woman whose husband had deceased, and, she's considering putting her home on the market. There's a lot of emotions that go along with that. So as much as we kid around here, we do have a lot of times in our in our career, and when we're helping people, putting together an important team for them is really important. She did have the hardwood floors, and I thought, you know what, I don't know if he can do anything with this, but why don't you give him a call? And I can't tell you, I had goosebumps when she had called me, because you gave her an answer was, I can't,
mm-hmm.
rather than trying to lead her on to something like, I can.
Yeah.
I really respect that about you and your company and your family. So, yeah. And I appreciate that you take such great care of our clients.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm not going to be happy with the results, I'm certainly not going to expect anyone to pay for that. And I'll just let them know. It's not something that, you need to pursue another avenue, but it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, we only have 2 minutes left, if you can believe that. So how about caller number one gets the next one, because we only gave away one. So caller number one, if you want to call in, 781-837-4900. I think I forgot to do that the last time. 781-837-4900. Caller number one, you will get the other $50 gift card. Why don't you let everybody know how they can get in touch with you? So they can.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're going to use the phone, it's 781-585-4678. Again, that's 781-585-4678. And you could speak to the lovely Michelle or Jennifer, my wife. If you want to find us on the web, we're at thecleanteam.net. And that's easy. It's thecleanteam.net.
Perfect. And again, anything that you want to sort of finalize here, Sim?
I just wanted to know if he could restore the luster in your granite countertops, how you would do that.
Yeah, that could be a residue issue.
Oh, I think it is.
Yeah, you want to do is clean it with a little bit of ammonia and water, like one part ammonia, five parts water, wash it down. The ammonia does not leave any residue and see what you end up with.
All right. You have a lot of good tricks. Remember Tom's? Tom's with the stainless steel.
Yeah.
See? All
right. And the thing is, too, is if anyone's listening and they just want to call, we'll give you advice over the phone.
Perfect. Doesn't give that phone number one more time for the clean team.
781-585-4678. 781-585-4678.
We'd love having him on, don't we?
The clean team
is the best.
And he is the best. Cindy Ford, how can people get in touch with you?
781-367-4419. Sharon?
And I'm Sharon McNamara. You can reach me at 781-294-4848. That is my cell phone, so you can call or text me, or you can find me and Cindy at bostonconnect.com. Ryan, you want to give out your number?
No, but hey, congrats to Todd from Duxbury. Got the number one caller.
Perfect.
All right, Todd.
Awesome, Todd.
Thanks, Todd. We'll see you. Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week.